So maybe you haven't been to an anime convention yet, and you're wondering what it's like. Or maybe you've only been to anime conventions and wonder what other conventions may be like. In today's segment, we're going to compare anime conventions with some non-anime cons. I'm here at the 2007 All-Star Fan Fest in San Francisco, California. Let's take a look around. The All-Star Fan Fest has a video game area where they're showing off pretty much baseball games. People get to go up and play with them and try them out and ask questions to the developers. There's also essentially a dealer's room area where vendors are selling different baseball-related products. And they also have different stage competitions. There's collectible card games, video programming, and of course, special guests.
I was a utility player, so I played infield, outfield, whatever. Catcher and left field.
There are game shows.
Ruby for the white. If they don't win, it's a shame.
Photo booths. And people cosplaying as their favorite character. Unlike other conventions, you'll find the Hall of Fame. You'll find games for kids. And you can try batting against a Major League pitcher or the Philadelphia Fanatic. You can also make a call on a play or see how you do running down the third baseline. And there's also the World Series trophy, which I'm pretty sure you won't find at anime conventions. BlizzCon, on the other hand, is a convention aimed at Blizzard Entertainment's games, such as StarCraft, Diablo, and World of Warcraft. They have statues, cosplay, and a lot of other fan events going on. There are dealers selling merchandise. You can get autographs. There are even panels.
What would be your advice for someone who has a problem with a lone warlock sleeping on their couch?
Accept him. Straight order, actually.
Level 80 Elite Tauren Chieftain did a concert. And there was also Video Games Live, playing music from World of Warcraft and Blizzard's other games. However, unlike anime conventions, they had a well-known comedian come in to entertain everybody.
Last summer.
And they also had this thing, which I can't explain. At anime conventions, on the other hand, you're sure to find much more cosplay. The cosplaying culminates in the Masquerade, which is held on Saturday evenings at most conventions. In this, you'll find your favorite characters acting in fan-created skits and other performances. You'll find video games, dealers selling merchandise. You can get custom artwork. You'll also find panel programming at anime conventions too, from fan panelists to industry insiders to people who actually created the anime or have done voices. And generally speaking, everybody has a great time. So whether you're a fan of baseball, video games, or anime, there's a convention out there for you.